Green Visions, Green Ideas.
Welcome to today's episode. We announce a Sustainability Academy that takes place at SDU in Odense. Thanks to allgoodspeakers.com for their continuous support. Hello and a warm welcome to you, Morten Ploe-Henriksen. Morten manages the Sustainability Academy at SDU. Welcome, Morten.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're doing a Sustainability Academy, and I'm going to ask you some more questions about it. But really what is, in my opinion, very important is that every student needs to have a good understanding of climate change and what it takes to stop it. Already during your studies, you built the network that you need afterwards to find a job and contribute to a sustainable future. So such activities are very important. And sustainable development in the sense of the UN is a development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. What do you offer the students that want to participate, Morten?
We offer a really awesome academy where you can come as a SDU student and learn how to act on the global goals and be more sustainable. So we have an awesome program for a whole week where you can apply to be a part of this academy and learn a lot about how to act on the global goals.
Okay, is that like a summer school?
It's a bit like a summer school, but you will only get a certificate in the end. You will not get credits or points for your study program. So you get a certificate where you can go out and show it to the world. And then we will give you the opportunity to also apply for some funding for your projects. We have this kind of a pool with some money at the SDU. So we will help you start up new projects. And we will also give you extra information about the next coming events in relation to sustainability. So if you're really passionate about making a change and working with sustainability, I think you have an awesome chance here to learn much more, to start up new projects, to get skills, to know other young students and work with your network.
That sounds very good. Do they have to pay anything, the participants, or is it all paid for them?
It's completely free. So no cost for the participants. You only have to meet up this week and be ready to take in all the good stuff that will be a part of the program.
And how is overnight staying organized?
If you want to overnight stay, we will try to help you find stuff and places to stay. We will also try to organize this between the students, but we will not pay for the overnight stay.
Okay.
You have to take care of that yourself, but we will try to plan all the activities so you will have a good chance to get the public transportation to the locations we will be in Odense mainly. So you just have to be able to come to Odense this week, and then we'll take care of all the other things, yeah.
Okay, how many applicants can you take then?
We can take up to 30 applicants.
Good number. What kind of students do you address? Some with specific skills or interests? I mean, you mentioned, of course, interest in sustainability.
Yeah, but we are kind of a broad academy for the whole university. So we try to be there for everyone who have an interest in sustainability. And we try to make it really interesting for all our students at the University of Southern Denmark. So everyone, every kind of student can participate or apply to participate. And then we will try to also make it the kind of diverse a group of participants, so we have mm-hmm. different kind of students in our academy. But it would be super awesome if we have people who also are kind of passionate and they really want to make a change, because we have actually a quite awesome program that I think they can really learn a lot, and they can get to know all the other people in this within this theme. So I think they can really get some good things out of it.
So you would expect kind of open minded students that are willing to interact with all the others as well.
Yeah, maybe a bit social. Yeah, I think that would be good also. And we try to make it physical. So after this COVID-19 period, we just want to meet up physically. So we really hope that we can manage to make it physical. And we also want to make people meet up with each other, so they also can grow their network. Now everyone have been sitting at home, you know, looking into a screen. So I think we really need that kind of physical contact and then meeting each other again. So I hope we will get the chance for that.
This is very true, yeah. What benefits do they take home when they leave the academy?
They will get skills within project management, fundraising, political development, how to debate with other participants. And they will also get skills in how to present themselves on a stage, for example, so public speaking. And then they will get some skills within how to grow their community. So if they have kind of a community of people, how to engage them, how to make them more engaged in the projects that they are doing. So we already planning to have some speakers within these kind of topics, and we have some really good speakers. I think that they will come in and will give some good quality to the sessions that we have during the week. And in the end of the week, we will also have some kind of social gathering. When they get their certificate, then they will also meet each other and have a good time there.
That sounds good. So really some methods to get them engaged more and to strengthen their own possibilities. So the participant, they gain a certificate you mentioned, and does this entitle to something special, or this is just the proof they participated and now they can do something more in this direction?
It is the first time we do this academy. So of course, we also have to find out what can they do with the certificate in the end. But I think in the future, we will grow the opportunities and we will try to match this certificate to other possibilities. So hopefully we can develop better opportunities for the certificate in the future. But to begin with, it's just a certificate that you can show next to your CV, and you can see, okay, you have some skills as a kind of a change maker, or you know, some kind of a sustainability talent at the University of Southern Denmark. But of course, if we have people in this network, we also want to reach out to them and give them some special invitations to become a part of advisory boards and stuff, where we can use all these kind of students that want to apply for this. So they will also become a kind of a network with their certificate at the university.
That's very valuable. So they get informed also about all the activities that happen, and they can also then themselves apply for certain things, like you have the SDG. In October again, where the students can apply for their projects again?
Yeah, we will have another event called SDG Camp. Mm-hmm. So it's a big case competition with more than 100 participants. That's kind of another event. Mm-hmm. But then we will, of course, also show them, give them some extra opportunities to become a part of that event also. So that's one example of another big chance to grow your skills within sustainability and how to act on these challenges.
So really some extra value that you can add to your CV and grow your network, students, when you listen to us now. So please just apply for this. The place, it takes place in Odense, I mentioned this, and it's from the 28th of June until the 2nd of July in this year. So nice time in summer. Just spend it together with some friends and do some interesting things here. The link to more information and where you can apply will be added here at the bottom of this podcast. So you have to do this in written form anyhow. So please follow this link afterwards. I thank you very much for listening. And I thank you, Morten, for being with us today.
Thanks.